Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. India and China agree to resume direct air services by the end of this month. Violent clashes continue in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, with 9 more people killed today. 156th birth anniversary of Father of the Nation Mahatma Gandhi celebrated in the country and abroad. And in Ahmedabad Test cricket, India 121 for 2 at stumps against West Indies on day 1. And now the news in detail. India and China have agreed to resume direct air services connecting designated points in both the countries by the end of this month. External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the civil aviation authorities of the two countries have been engaged in technical level discussions on resuming direct air services and on a revised air services agreement. This is being done since earlier this year as part of the government's approach towards gradual normalization of relations between India and China. Following these discussions, the decision to resume direct air services have been taken in keeping with the winter season schedule, subject to commercial decision of the designated carriers from the two countries and fulfillment of all operational criteria. Violent clashes continued in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir or POJK today, with 9 more people killed, including 3 policemen, according to local media reports citing officials. This brings the death toll to at least 21 over the past 3 days of intense protests. The regions of Muzaffarabad, Mirpur, Punch, Neelam, Bhimber and Palandri have been brought to a standstill after the strike call given by the Joint Awami Action Committee or JAAC central leader Shaukat Nawaz Mir for reforms and public facilities in the region. 156th birth anniversary of Father of the Nation, Mahatma Gandhi, was celebrated in the country and abroad today. Indian missions all around the world and the Indian diaspora continue to organize events and pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi on Gandhi Jayanti. A report.
India's ambassador to Finland, Hemant Kotalvar, paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi, followed by a rendition of Vaishnava Janato. Meanwhile, India's ambassador to Romania, Manoj Kumar Mohapatra, unveiled Mahatma Gandhi's bust at the embassy. The Consulate General of India in Edinburgh, capital of Scotland, marked Gandhi Jayanti at Sawton Park in Edinburgh. Lord Provost of Edinburgh was also present on the occasion. At the Indian Embassy in Belarus, heartfelt bhajan, Vaishnav Jan, performed by a Belarusian student, resonated with the spirit of the day. A tree plantation drive and shramdan were conducted at the embassy's garden in Turkey. With Komudi Parekh's report, Abhineet Shukla for World News.
Swami Vivekanand Cultural Centre in Colombo organised a Mahatma Gandhi oration on the occasion of Gandhi Jayanti. The oration was delivered by Emeritus Professor of Pali Studies from the University of Colombo, Professor Asanga Tilakaratne. Drawing parallels with Gautam Buddha's life, Professor Tilakaratne said, "For Mahatma Gandhi, there was a strong urge for justice and freedom." High Commissioner of India to Sri Lanka, Santosh Jha, and other members of the Indian mission as well as members of the Indian community participated in the event. In the United Kingdom, at least 2 people were killed and several others injured in a mass stabbing and vehicle ramming attack in Manchester. The incident occurred near the Heaton Park Synagogue, where a large number of people were gathered for worship on Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. Prime Minister Keir Starmer described the attack as appalling and announced that he will chair an emergency meeting upon his return to London. He has cut short his trip to Denmark and stated that extra police will be deployed at synagogues across the country. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Welcome back. In US, the Trump administration sanctions dozens of companies and individuals involved in Iran's missile and military aircraft production. This comes after the recently reimposed UN penalties against Tehran over its nuclear program. The Treasury Department named 21 entities and 17 individuals involved in networks that have helped procure technology for advanced surface-to-air missile systems and the illegal purchase of a US-manufactured helicopter. France, Germany, and the United Kingdom led the effort to reimpose United Nations sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program, further isolating Tehran after its atomic sites were repeatedly bombed during a 12-day war with Israel. U.S. President Donald Trump termed the ongoing government shutdown an unprecedented opportunity to reduce the federal workforce. In a post on Truth Social, President Trump announced a meeting with Russell Vought, director of the Office of Management and Budget, to discuss which agencies could face cuts. He said, "The radical left Democrats gave me this unprecedented opportunity. Maybe this is their way of wanting to quickly make America great again." His comments come a day after the White House warned that federal layoffs are imminent due to the shutdown. Vice President J.D. Vance also placed blame on Democrats, suggesting job cuts would be necessary if the shutdown drags on. This marks the first U.S. government shutdown in 7 years. The last shutdown under Trump's first term lasted 35 days, the longest in U.S. history. Russia and Ukraine exchanged 185 prisoners of war each following an agreement reached during the peace talks in Istanbul on 23rd of July, the Russian Defense Ministry said today. Additionally, 20 Russian civilians were returned from Ukrainian-controlled areas. The exchange, mediated by the UAE, marks the latest in a series of prisoner swaps. In August, the two countries exchanged 146 prisoners, with Ukraine also returning 8 Russian civilians from the briefly occupied Kursk region. The July peace talks saw both sides agree to eventually exchange at least 1,200 prisoners each. In Morocco, at least 2 people have been killed after police opened fire to prevent protesters from storming a police station near the coastal city of Agadir, state media said. These are the first deaths reported since huge youth-led Gen Z protests broke out across the country on Saturday last week, as anger grew over the government's decision to build football stadiums for the 2030 FIFA World Cup, rather than improving public services and tackling the economic crisis. Organizers of the youth-led protest movement known as Gen Z 212, the number refers to Morocco's international dialing code, have distanced themselves from the violence. They have been rallying mainly through social media and do not have a formal leadership structure. In Vietnam, 34 people died, 20 were missing and 140 were injured due to the impact of Typhoon Waloi and subsequent floods and landslides. Economic loss of about $356 million is estimated. News agencies report that the typhoon caused severe damage to infrastructure, downing more than 8,200 electricity poles and leaving nearly 2.7 million households without power, while over 3,000 roads were blocked by flooding and landslides. Local authorities are reviewing and compiling damage reports while carrying out efforts to restore power and telecommunications and support affected residents. Elon Musk has become the first person in history with a net worth of $500 billion. Tesla and SpaceX CEO's fortune has crossed the half-trillion mark. At his current pace, Musk could become the world's first trillionaire by 2033, when Tesla's proposed $1 trillion compensation package begins vesting. In cricket, India were 121 for 2 at stumps on day 1 of their first innings against the West Indies in the first test of the 2-match series at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. KL Rahul and Shubman Gill were at the crease, Yashasvi Jaiswal made 36 and Sai Sudarshan was out for 7. Earlier, the West Indies, electing to bat first, were all out for 162. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and China agreed to resume direct air services by the end of this month. Violent clashes continue in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, with 9 more people killed today. 156th birth anniversary of Father of the Nation, Mahatma Gandhi, celebrated in the country and abroad. And in Ahmedabad Test cricket, India were 121 for 2 at stumps against West Indies on day 1. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.